And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A wide-ranging examination of the U.S.-China relationship is set to launch on Capitol Hill this week. VOA's Catherine Gibson explains.
Members of a new House committee telling VOA that this moment is more serious than the Cold War. Republican Representative Dusty Johnson.
It's a very different environment. I mean, we didn't need to, in a targeted way, decouple our economy from that of the Soviet Union's. The Soviet Union was a one-dimensional threat. It was a military threat. The Chinese Communist Party is a threat in a much more comprehensive way.
Lawmakers say the committee, led by Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher and ranking Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, will look at every aspect of U.S. competition with China. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
China says it's closely monitored the flight of a U.S. surveillance plane through the Taiwan Strait Monday, accusing the U.S. of having deliberately disrupted and undermined the regional situation. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command says Chinese forces organized to keep an eye on the passage of the P-8A Poseidon anti-submarine patrol plane, and all matters were in hand. The head of the United Nations says Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine has triggered the most massive violations of human rights in the world today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a speech in Geneva Monday that the invasion has unleashed widespread death, destruction, and displacement. In an AP interview, RAND Corporation's senior political scientist Samuel Cherup says Russian leaders did not plan well for the war with Ukraine. Ukraine, meanwhile, hopes to use battle tanks and other new weapons pledged by the West to launch new counteroffensives and reclaim more of the occupied territory. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to reduce the number of French troops in Africa as part of a new security partnership. He also said Monday he wants to roll out more ambitious economic policies in a bid to boost France's waning influence in the continent. Macron made a speech in the presidential palace before he begins an ambitious Africa trip on Wednesday. He called for an opening, a new era, and efforts to counter as France's declining influence on the continent. French troops have had to withdraw from Mali, opening the door to Russian military contractors, and recently exited Burkina Faso, which also appears to increasingly look towards Moscow. North Korea's Kim calls for unity to boost grain production. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more details.
North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un has called for stronger public solidarity behind his leadership to significantly increase grain production. The remarks reported Tuesday come as outside experts say North Korea is experiencing a serious shortfall in food, though they've seen no signs yet of mass deaths or famine. Observers say meaningful steps to produce more grain would require more money be spent on agriculture as North Korea devotes resources to its nuclear weapons program. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The Biden administration is widening the ban of the TikTok app on government devices. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The White House is giving all federal agencies 30 days to wipe TikTok off all government devices. The Chinese-owned social media app is coming under increasing scrutiny in Washington over security concerns. Some agencies, including the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and State, already have restrictions in place. The White House already does not allow TikTok on its devices. Canada imposed a similar ban on Monday. A TikTok spokesperson calls the bans little more than political theater. Norman Hall, Washington.
The UK and European Union have sealed a deal to resolve their thorny past and post-Brexit dispute over Northern Ireland. The two sides hailed the agreement Monday as the start of a new chapter in their often fractious relationship. The Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the UK and the EU made a decisive breakthrough with a deal labeled the Windsor Framework. Speaking alongside the EU leader Ursula von der Leyen in Windsor, near London, Sunak said that the two sides have agreed to changes that will remove onerous customs checks on goods moving to Northern Ireland. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.